Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Chi Chi.
And I'm Dee Dee, looking for a camera because we're recording live.
And this is the Oprah Rose Show.
Yeah.
It's still Black History Month.
It is.
You know.
We still very black.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very black ass show.
I keep seeing ads for All Black, and I have no idea what it, not like porn, but like the All Black.
Oh, it's like a network, right?
Yeah, what but is where that? Is it, and what do they
like
show
a new
on
BET?
It?
I think it's like WeTV. WeTV has its own All Black network. I think it's We.
Oh.
Alyssa, correct me if I'm wrong. But
if they don't have All Black employees, I'm not interested. It's like Zeus.
Oh, it's like Zeus. Okay.
Like Zeus.
Oh, got it. Okay.
But well, I don't know if they're going to have All Black employees.
Right.
Now,
I went there. It is not Wakanda.
Like, now.
Aspirations.
Very much so. Like,
very
listen,
aspirational.
I wish we could live in a utopian Wakandan continent, but, you know.
Could you imagine?
Until then. Man. I don't know. Everybody might be getting on my nerves a little bit. I'm like, oh, my imagine? God, y'all niggas. Like,
Like, I'm tired of y'all
know.
Niggas.
I did enjoy Essence, and not a single white person worked there when I was there.
That is low-key the black utopia. That is Wakanda. Oh,
wow.
Essence is.
It was a lot of fuckery, but it was a great time.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And just all women.
Yeah.
And then,
you could come there. Oh, you could talk about
I'm
hair.
A fest, right, which is still like Wakanda, but even...
Well, yeah.
Behind
but
scenes,
we worked. Like, we both worked at Essence Fest.
Yeah. Ooh, that
alternating years. I worked the year after you.
Low key might have been the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh, absolutely,
like,
the hardest job.
I think it was. Yeah, it was.
I forgot that
I became
both of y'all
physically
worked
ill after the Essence Festival
I was too,
over.
It was like
that says enough.
It was like your body was on, and we did completely different things.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. And like your body is just on fumes. Like
what?
I remember, like just being like when it was done, it was just, and keep in mind, I did festivals, but like Essence is also a very different type of festival.
Yeah,
it was just different. It took something
it
up
did.
Out of you.
It was a
like,
lot.
It was a lot.
But what I do appreciate about my experience working at Essence Festival, aside of it being like. Black
All
and
black.
Amazing,
yeah.
Which was incredible,
right.
Was that I really got to see the fruit of my labor, like, immediately, almost.
Yeah.
Because,
you saw it
you know,
in real time.
You see it in real time because you work on the festival, and then I was on the festival team, and I think you did production team, so,
yeah.
Like, you see it, you see your work, and
right.
that was beneficial.
And I think, too,
even
like,
though your body falls apart after.
I mm-hmm. can't. But I think, too, even, like, working with your friends. Like,
yeah.
I feel like the Essence Fest people, like,
yeah.
I know all y'all.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's what I was going to say. There wasn't, everybody knew that you were working really hard to put on something beautiful, right?
Yeah. So,
but
like,
you could complain, but, like, I don't know, it didn't feel like it was in vain or something.
Mm,
like,
yeah.
It was very difficult. But like you said, it's like, well, we in the office, we all up in here, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, like, so is it Chinese tonight? Like, it'd just
right.
be like, I don't know, they would be playing music. Like,
yeah.
right.
It still did feel like mm-hmm. good, if you will.
You right. could talk
and, like,
about
you
your next,
was,
your new hairstyle.
Yeah, everything. Like, it was. That was like,
wow,
that
as
was,
simple
was
as that, though,
all...
because, like, that's normal conversation between friends.
Yeah.
You know, but there, you don't talk about.
Especially in New Orleans, like,
right.
your
baby,
hair, like,
festival braids, that's
yeah.
a thing. And only people who've worked at the Essence Festival know.
Not festival
braids.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Ooh, yeah, I can't
Shout
wait
to
go
her.
Back.
I know.
Yeah. I can't. She's a good time. I do love me some Essence
I
Fest.
Prefer to go as a guest.
For sure.
No more
I've
as
never
an employee.
Been,
oh,
next
you
time,
to, as a paid participant.
You have to
okay.
get in for our lives.
Okay.
It's so much. It is, I mean, and the last time I
Talent.
Went was probably the like somehow my titty was hanging out. My homeboy was like, Tara, please, like, come on. It was just so free flowing. No, because
you went after that. I was with you.
That's
right.
Yeah. I think I have been a bunch of times. Even Kanye was actually my favorite too.
Oh, that was Kanye a good one.
Essence was so good.
That was a good one. That was when he was on his redemption tour. Yep. We redeemed him, and now look at us looking foolish. I know.
Welcome to Black History.
Now she's back. No, bitch. Remember she had like canceled.
I did cancel him.
And then he put out a seemingly 24 hours.
I was sensitive. I was protecting my black baby in my womb.
And then the gospel album came out.
Then the gospel album.
She came right on back.
Black people of Jesus.
She was coming back.
She came right on back.
She slowly came back.
No matter how I denounced the church, he said Jesus. And I was like, well.
And then he dropped.
God said, don't judge.
And then she liked Donda.
I know.
She did like Donda.
Well, what did Tyler, the creator, say? Your opinions can change.
Well.
I look at you in the mirror. I stand as a person whose opinions change. Oh, I am an ever-evolving individual.
Okay.
And forgiveness is very important. So it is important for us to forgive
and
people.
And so is grace.
If we want to be forgiven.
This is true. This is very, very true. So y'all know we always so excited to have a guest.
Yes.
And I think we say everything like, we're so excited, but we really actually do. It don't be bullshit.
Because people be fucking with us.
Right. We actually do. It's not a lie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Podcaster, fellow podcaster.
Yes.
Should we call you like a relationship guru? Or
it's
giving gnaw.
All the relationships I rule?
Yeah, I'm going to answer my own question. It's giving gnaw.
But yes. No, his response was like,
whoa.
Be lying in Black History Month.
we're being honest and truthful. Yes. We are upholding Black men and Black women.
Accountability.
Accountability.
Yes, sir.
In high places.
Yes, ma'am.
And relationships are a high place.
They are. So it is low key even relationship expert.
No. Yo, listen. No. We are not doing. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. We all have had our fair share in relationships. I'm probably just the one who paid attention a lot. So, like, when I'm speaking, it sounds like I know a lot, but it's because I fucked up a lot. So, I'm really just letting people know where I fucked up at.
I love your accountability. So,
that is accountability.
Honest with that.
It's a lot of mistakes.
You know, because we did, the episode with See the Thing Is podcast, mm-hmm. and, you know, or no, I'm sorry, it was the Patreon, and we were like, you know, men do not, sometimes it makes it hard for men to listen. And I honestly, let me have some accountability. You know, that's going to be the buzzword of the day.
Okay.
I wish this was like the Andy Cohen thing. We could like take a shot every time we say accountability.
I mean, you can still do it. You know, just right, everybody listening.
It's spooky season.
Okay, take a shot with us.
So accountability. But I think a lot of times men and women don't listen to each other in their needs. Like, I think, you know, women want, like, how women communicate sometimes is like, this is wrong. Da 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 da. Mm-hmm. And then men do it in these like subtle ways. Like, mm-hmm. I'm slow sometimes. Like, I need communication like how I would. And then I had to realize, like, that's not okay. Like, everybody's not going to communicate like you, sis,
right.
And be like, hey, well, I hate this and that. Because, you know, I'm always complaining about everything anyway. So I don't have no issues.
Would you date yourself?
Hell yeah.
Now that hell could have went anyway.
I didn't know.
You was going to go yes or no.
It was the 30-second contemplating. Right. Like, what
the hell?
She was like, wait, am I? No, I would.
You know who came to mind? Remember the little girl unwrapping them Christmas gifts? And she's like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
oh,
that's a good question.
I'm like, now I'm kind of like, yeah.
Okay, maybe. You're not as confident, Loon?
I know.
Would I date me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now. I'll do it now. Now, I wasn't always like that. I wouldn't have dated me before.
Okay. Now. What's different between now and then?
Experience, you know. Also, I'm very self-conscious of a lot of shit that I do. And I'm also self-conscious of a lot of people. So it's like before, I guess you could say I was more so like a self-centered, narcissistic kind of thing.
Oh.
But subconsciously, though, I didn't even realize how into myself I was. So like a lot of the things that I did were like things that I did really for my satisfaction. I didn't really give a fuck about nobody else.
Mm. What made you come to that realization, though?
A breakup. I went through a really, really bad breakup. Like, it fucked me up bad. I was depressed for like 4 months.
Didn't
leave my room for like 4 months. So I kind of put myself like in a prison almost. Like, didn't leave, didn't do nothing. So like in my cell, like my mental cell, mm-hmm. I did mad thinking. So I was like, yo, damn, like what went wrong? What happened? Is that in the third, et cetera, et cetera. It was also the first relationship that I was actually like vulnerable in.
Oh.
Like that was the first girl that I ever liked. Like I've, you know, I liked mm-hmm. mad women for cliche reasons, but that was like the first person that I liked for her.
Yeah.
So, and I thought I did everything right after a certain point in time. Like, you know, I had the conversations, I was honest, I was selfless, all that cliche stuff. And then when shit went wrong and it backfired, it was like a big ass slap in the face. So
you were vulnerable with her and she wouldn't, only because you said backfired.
Correct.
What, did she use anything against you? Like, I guess I'm curious to know what the, without any in specific details, was there a specific experience that you could, only because you used the word backfire and you used vulnerability before. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, and I speak from, I guess, more of a personal experience, is that if I give you something and I feel like it backfired against me, it was because I showed you something in a soft place and you took advantage of that. So was that like something similar for you?
Well, in reality, to answer the question, I guess it will be a backfire to me because shit didn't work out the way I wanted it to.
Oh.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that it backfired. You know, there's always something to learn. If I didn't go through what I went through, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. And I love where I'm at now. But at that time, I would have said it backfired more so because like when I was in a place where like I put somebody before me for the first time. Like I'm actually thinking about us instead of me. Like what would we like to do? You know, like that type of shit. And I went through a really rough time period where everything in my life fucked up. Like I lost my job, got kicked out of the crib. Like a lot of things just started to spiral in the downward hill all right after each other, back to back to back. And I felt like when I needed her, that's when she decided to dip. Like when I needed somebody the most, she left. You don't have to put up with nobody and the shit that they go through.
Right.
But I was like, it would have been nice for you to do that. And because she didn't do that.
And you felt like
you
did everything right. And then,
So I was like, damn, this bitch.
You feel me? Bitch.
I mean, that's how you feel in the moment.
Is it difficult to trust women after that experience?
Ah, shit, you talking about trust women. I haven't really, it's been hard for me to like women, for real. You know, for a while.
I was going to follow up with being vulnerable again, because I think that is something that's probably, I'm assuming that is something that is hard for men. Mm-hmm. And yeah, all those words, but you started, we still at like, so you can't even get, can't even get to trust and vulnerability.
I mean, so
yet.
I don't want to front and say, like, I've never liked anybody since then, but it was a while, like, it was a couple years.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, like, I'll casually date, but just want to have sex and move on. You feel me? But in reference of actually liking somebody, like somebody that I thought would, that I could like have some kind of interest in, it took me a while to get there. Like a while, like maybe about 2 years or so.
I always think that's so interesting for men, because I feel like that's the case with a lot of women. Like it's very difficult to, you can go on dates, you can have sex, all these things, but to like actually like someone, to get to, like you said, the we and the us and the trust and the vulnerability. Mm-hmm. But I never think of that for men, because I feel like y'all options are just limitless. Like there's so many more mm-hmm. women that you guys can also go through and choose from. Whereas women, I feel like our pool is just so much more, it's just so much smaller.
Yeah, I mean, did you just call me a woman for starters?
Did I? No. I said that I pulled for women.
She was like, you know, women go through the same thing. I'm like, damn, maybe.
Oh, no.
But, what I was saying was that we do have a lot of options, especially being, like, the person that pursues. But you have to understand, like, men go after a lot of shit that they don't really want. So, like I said, I don't want to make it seem as though I don't.
Really? That you don't even want?
I mean, like, cliche things. Like, you see somebody, you know, like, the first thing that you're really going to look at is, like, sexual attraction.
Right.
So, nigga, you're going to see, like, damn, she fire. Like, I want to hit or whatever. You feel me? Like, we can always go about things that way. But in reference of, like, diving into something of substance, like, yo, damn, like, she actually funny. I like her. Like, I would like to spend time with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, outside of, like, the sexual encounters, for me at least, and, like, the guys that I've come in contact with, a lot of men don't really like majority of the women that they go after.
What?
Be honest.
Breaking news, y'all.
They don't.
What? I mean,
what's the point?
I mean,
you know what, though?
They really don't.
Just literally, like,
I'll be honest, like, Think about how many men have wasted your time.
Yeah.
No, I actually agree with you. And just even off of the way, just the way that you hear men talk about women just in general, and I don't want to like go into that divisive like men versus women conversation because that's the black hole and counterproductive, but
because it doesn't apply to everybody.
It doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. But to your point, mm-hmm. there are very much so moments where you're confused and it's like, do you even like yeah. women? Mm. Because you everything is negative after negative, or is it that you just want to fuck women, but yeah. you don't necessarily like
so
them.
It's giving ladder like for the most part. Cause, yeah. Cause ours is the opposite. It's like, you know, if you're in that space, it's like, oh my gosh, she's so attractive. Oh, he's funny. He's nice. This my husband. Like, it escalates sometimes. And, you know, for some men, it's that. But, like, more times than not, it is probably women who are like, you can envision a life very quickly, and y'all just out here to fuck and wasting bitch's time. I hate
don't
it.
Don't y'all.
Here.
I'm reformed. Right? Don't y'all.
But I didn't know that was a thing that. My cisgender men is out here dating women that they don't really like.
Yeah, I personally agree. That's how I feel. You know, like just even like from like my closest friends, like when they tell me about women that they're dating and shit like that, like at the beginning is, yo, she's this and that and third. I like her. Da, da, da. I'm like, all right, bro, slow down. Bump your heels. What kind of pasta does she like? You feel me? Like, do you know this girl?
You say you like her.
You feel me? And then, like, after a couple weeks, you know, like, well, you know, after post-sex is, yo, bro, this bitch won't leave me alone. She's annoying. I'm like, oh, now you don't like her anymore. You feel me? It's like a lot of niggas, they just be real caught up in, like, lust. Like, yeah. You feel me? Like, she's good on paper, whatever. But niggas don't really, men don't really be liking as much women as they think they do.
Wow.
Promise you they don't. Promise you.
So what can women do differently?
Why gotta be y'all? Why y'all gotta change?
I don't think that we have to change, but I'm just curious because life is gonna life. You can only control what you can control. So I can't, like, as a woman, I can't control what the next man does, but I can control myself. So how can I identify, or as a woman, how can women identify men that don't like them?
You know what's funny?
But he's, only lust he's
actually,
them.
He's actually right. Like, it would be unfair for us to tell you to change. Like, you guys aren't actually
so
doing
anything
wrong.
I think I led, you know, incorrectly saying? With that, because my thing is that what here can women go. Do to be able to spot a nigga who don't really like them, but who only want to fuck them?
Okay, break it down. All right.
I'm not even a nigga. Inconsistency.
Yeah, I led incorrectly.
But, you know, it's so difficult, though, bro, because, like, I ain't going to say his name, but one of my really close friends, like, he run the same game every time he talk to a girl. Like, he see a girl, you know, taken out on dates, flowers at work type thing, do all this shit.
Wow.
And then after a couple weeks, be like, yo, bro, I don't know why this bitch on my dick like the niggas. You did mad shit. Like, you did all the things for her to be on your dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's just his play.
Well, that's some really sick shit. Yeah, that's some sick.
But, what's even more sick is that in the beginning, he thinks he likes her. And he's doing this shit. Like, you're doing so much with somebody you don't even know. And now you got the situation you were hoping for, and you realize this isn't the situation that you want.
I never thought about that. I'm not even going to lie. Because I think so many times women are like, you know, you're like, oh, it was going so well. We were doing so good. And then, like, it seems like out of nowhere that everything just changed. Meanwhile, he don't know what he want.
Yeah, I don't want to say this is for all men, though. I ain't going to make no
bad
statement.
Oh, absolutely not. I actually did date a guy similar to that. Who I felt like he only was giving me the attention that I wanted when I wasn't giving him any. And he was only like persistent and doing all of those things when I didn't care, when I was like, nigga, fuck you. But when he had my attention,
played with it.
Yeah.
I hate niggas.
I do too. And I think that speaks to more of like a control and manipulation.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think, and especially when you're younger, you don't recognize those things. Right. Like the men that actually are, you know, you get a little older and you're like, oh no, that was actually literally a form of control and manipulation. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't about me. You think it's about you. Like, he cared for me. He loved me.
He do.
Not, that's a funny way of showing it.
Your face,
TD. Not you do.
I'm dead.
No, that. It's like, I don't even know how we, you know, we could be on the timeline. The relationship issues are like forever ongoing of like, you know, the $200, I don't ever have to hear the word $200 dates ever again.
Inflation
but
is
like,
$250 now.
Yeah, exactly. Inflation.
A $200 date is cheap.
$200 date is normal.
Right. Yeah, it's normal. It's
if I were to pay for the both of us, that's normal.
It's normal.
Yeah.
So you got your, like you said, inflation. You got your $250 dates. And then
a drink
the
is
wine.
$20. You ain't going to just have one.
And then the conversations about the, like, not six, well, three apiece. But, like, and then the conversations about, like, you know, dating people who like you, which every time I see that, I'm like, what the, maybe it's so simple that it goes over my head that I'm like, why wouldn't anybody date people that like them?
People do that because there's the idea also that some people have that you can grow to like somebody.
Yeah.
And people be like really holding on to that. Like, they're a nice person. They treat me well. I mean, maybe the attraction will come around. I don't agree with this, but some people be doing it.
I wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. If I'm not fire from day one, just leave me alone. Like, if you don't look at me and see Jesus Christ, I don't want to be a part
on,
of
Jesus Christ. Oh my God!
I'm being honest. Like, how would you feel if whoever it is you talking about was like, yeah, you know, I didn't really like you that much in the beginning, but you know, you grew on me.
I wish him.
No, like yeah, it happened.
I wish
like, we got there. Like, you'd be like, so what was you thinking in the beginning? You know what I mean? Like, what was I? Like, it kind of just, like, strikes an insecurity in you now.
Yeah,
it
see, does. I halfway you know like I mean? Niggas now. So, no, you don't ever want to, like, leave with that.
Halfway
you know,
because
it's,
crazy.
Like,
literally halfway.
Like, literally halfway. Men are barely making themselves a need.
Damn.
it's honestly a want.
The rose toy almost took us out.
That the rose. Yeah. Oh my God.
That rose toy almost took us out.
Make sure y'all check out our Patreon where we go over all of the different optics and the speeds of the rose.
The rose is taking y'all out
that
the game.
That shit had
I will
niggas
say.
On extinct for like 90 days.
Wait a minute. Why I was out having lunch last Friday with some friends from school, and it was a dude, and I know Loon, this don't got shit to do with what we came here to talk about. Mm. But you brought up rose, and I thought that this was very interesting.
Okay.
So there was a gentleman who said that he has his own rose that
he takes to his woman's house,
that he whips out when he got bitches over. And I said,
excuse
that's
mad unsanitary.
That's you in COVID. But I was like,
he just ruined like 7 pH balances.
Club soda, and I literally like spit out the club soda when he said, yeah, I
hope
about
he's
that
cleaning
rose. I pulled that out on my girls. I said
plural.
But how would y'all feel if y'all fucking with somebody and they just pulled out a rose toy for you?
They pulled a rose out on me that ain't mine.
I tried
to explain to him. I was like, yo, bro, that's just really nasty. That's like you going to your homeboy's house and you wearing their drawers even though you clean. Because he's like,
even
I
nastier than that.
I'm like, no, you can't.
It's also
no
lazy. It's also lazy. Like, just fuck, just have sex.
No.
Or get a girlfriend.
I was about to say something very crass. But just have sex. Just, like, why you got to pull the toy out?
Like, I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, exactly. I actually appreciate the effort. I didn't want to
be condescending, but I was like, you know, just so you know, like, if you're going to move forward with the toys with a woman, you should have an individual toy for each individual woman, and you should let them choose it, or y'all do it together.
Oh, it comes up in conversation because she not even into that. Some women
have so many questions. Stimulation like that.
I have so many questions. I would do GM.
I got this little thing for you.
Like,
I heated it up a little bit.
You better take that out the box.
A nigga pulling a rose out on you, but just out the top drawer.
No, right. Out the top drawer is crazy.
Nobody said nothing to him because he was like, I mean, we be in it. And when I just pull it out and use it, don't nobody say shit.
They probably just like so in the moment.
Because they're so into it. Like, what you about to say?
That's manipulation. Like, I'm gonna catch you when you weak. Like, you don't like, you ain't gonna say nah. You're like, all right, fuck it. Like,
where's consent? Where's the consent? He say just whip it out.
Oh my God.
Because I would be like, oh, you just got that in your top drawer?
Nah, niggas is mad.
I'm dead.
I'm dead. I am literally, I cannot.
He said he doing something.
Like, you said, Rose is, it's clearly taking over the community. Like,
yo,
clearly.
I had women in a chokehold.
Like, I might have to cop one. Shit.
The fuck?
I'm like,
ladies, if you listen, I promise it's a new one for each one of y'all. I promise.
It's a new one.
It's a new one. I promise.
Using the exact
refurbished
same
rose.
One. Oh my
Not
God.
A refurbished one.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. No, but so I guess back to accountability. Right. You know, a lot of times women, did y'all drink?
Y'all know I'm good. Drinking water. I've been drinking the whole time.
So. Wait, you don't drink at all?
No, I actually don't drink. I stopped drinking.
That's so fire.
I know, that's right.
And I'm broke my virginity of drinking for this? Virginity of 2022.
For when we record it?
Yeah.
I love that. Cheers, sis.
Cheers.
But I feel like with people that don't drink, they have normally a lot of energy. So I'm assuming that you don't need alcohol to be your full self.
No, not at all. Like, I'm me regardless. I stopped drinking because I kind of felt I was dependent on that shit too much. And I was really young drinking a lot, you know? Yeah. Like, it was to the point, I'm like, yo, this shit don't feel good. Like, for my 21st birthday, I got so drunk, I was, like, sick for, like, 3 days. And I was just like, what the fuck am I doing?
That would sound like vodka.
So, nah, it was everything. It was Hennessy, like vodka.
How long have you been sober?
You said what?
How long have you been sober? That's fire.
The last time that I've been I ain't gonna front. Last year, around April, was the first time that I was drunk in like maybe 5-6 years.
Wow. Yeah,
that's still amazing.
April. It really is.
And I was so drunk. Oh my God. I'm talking about like barely made it. It was
because
really
you're your tolerance is so low.
Yeah. If I even smell Hennessy, it's over.
Yeah, especially,
You know, but that was the last time that I was drunk, visibly drunk, that I remember being drunk. But yeah, I'm me regardless, though, without it. Like, I don't depend on it. Like, I'm fine. Hmm. Like, you would think I was drunk. I'm just me.
I love it. So,
we know people like you.
This episode of The Oprah Rose Show has been brought to you by Walmart, where being Black and unlimited is a celebration of being whatever we want to be. For me, being Black and unlimited means exploring all of my passions without barriers and restrictions. And being a mom reminds me that I have to be efficient with my time. So having Walmart as a resource to access all of my needs, whether I'm picking up a new hobby or engaging with an old one, grabbing all of the hair products I need for wash day at the same time, or simply grocery shopping, I know I'm in good hands. This Black History Month, be sure to celebrate all that you are. Celebrate being Black and unlimited, but be sure to do it with Walmart. Now, let's get back to the show.
Back to accountability.
Okay.
I'm like, back to that.
Are you
there.
Holding yourself accountable?
Look, see, I'm not drinking. I'm not losing my point. I think a lot, you know, so it's so easy to say, you know, y'all ain't shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, all niggas, you know, whatever it is, like, and just kind of always point the blame specifically for, you know, Black cisgender women to, I'm talking about Black people, y'all, Black cisgender women to Black cisgender men. And I do think a lot of times we probably don't really look within to say, like, maybe I could have done this a little differently. Like, I could have listened more or whatever it is. Like, what are some of those things that women, I feel like, can kind of internally look within to themselves?
Oh, you're trying to get me canceled for the month of February.
During Black History Month.
Damn.
Tread lightly,
that was actually really good.
It
I
was.
Like that one. Okay.
Accountability.
My goodness.
Invisible shot. One thing that I feel Black women can do, like, in the Black community is embrace the fact that niggas have feelings. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I ain't gonna front, like, how can I say this? I feel like men, we have this persona that, not just that we portray, that the world portrays, like, we're so big, bad, and strong, and macho, and masculine, and, like, bullets bounce off us type shit. But for me personally, so there was a lot of times where, I somebody might have done something I didn't like, said something that I didn't like, and I had to hold it down. And that shit was eating at me. And then when I actually said something about it to a specific individual, it was like, yeah, you're definitely giving me, like, bitch vibes right now. Like, so, like, create safe space, create safer spaces for men to express their emotions.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, what else can I say? Damn, I'm trying to tread real lightly.
I don't think that you have to tread lightly. I think that, you know, it is important for you to be honest about how, you know, women, Black women can be supportive and show up for men as well, or our partners.
Yeah, I agree. And we asked the question.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I get it. I got
it. So, you know, I think I'm again, be totally honest. I feel like as of recently, you know, when there's this, like, big pressure and focus on mental health. So mm-hmm. I think men can then come out and say, like you said, I actually do have feelings. No one, you know, is thinking that men aren't, you know, not human. But to be honest, I don't think I ever really thought of men's feelings. Like, it is that perception mm-hmm. of, like, you got it. You a man. Yeah.
But why?
Like, I think it's just kind of like
patriarchy.
Yeah. Like,
okay. Okay. Conditioning.
Yeah. We support it as much as it's not like beneficial for us.
I hate all the accountability
a lot
right
of
now.
Us. Ugh. We do it because that is the world that we live in.
So y'all really be out here like acting like men don't have feelings? But
so
y'all do.
Initially,
but y'all do.
We have it's something that we have to unlearn.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's something that we have to unlearn. But you grow up really young.
But y'all be identifying my feelings. So how can I have feelings, but the nigga you date don't have feelings?
Well, I wouldn't say. Question. I feel like I've did that unlearning a while ago.
Right. You can't use the obvious answer.
okay. You said.
I'm dead.
How can I have feelings and Loon not have feelings?
Yeah.
You
cannot use the obvious
it's given
answer.
Well, but no, but that's what it is. But that's what a lot of the things that it is rooted in. So then that's rooted in that. I wouldn't call it like homophobia, but there's a connection
right?
So it's like it's not the fear or like a dismissiveness or even like a prejudice against, you know, if
gay
you're gay
man.
Or gay it's, man.
You associate a man having feelings with him being gay.
Right, with him being gay. Whereas like a man who's not gay, you don't give him that
same
ability,
grace but to have a feeling.
But he's a fucking human, you know? Right. And so that is women's, that's our opportunity to check our own selves in our own way.
Loon, I'm looking out like for you, my brother.
I appreciate that.
We get into it. I'm leaning in.
Because I'm saying like, damn.
I sat up in my seat for this one.
Caught me off guard with that one.
Because we can't talk about like tearing the walls down of patriarchy if we still contribute to it.
Right.
And that is,
ooh, I like that.
And
that is
our opportunity
that's
to
the
show
biggest
up.
Way to contribute to it mm-hmm. is the basic human right that we have is to have a feeling and to feel and to love and to not love and to hate. And
if you have a son, wherever his sexual orientation may lie, if you have a son, allowing him to express himself from a very young age
and whatever
don't
that
tell
is.
Him to not cry when he falls, right? Allow him to be able to express his vulnerability at four. He done scraped his
yo, that
even
happened
that,
to me
but,
for majority of my entire life. Like,
yeah, right.
Like
don't cry.
There's so many times.
That's where it starts.
It's so crazy. Like, I'll be honest, mouthful. I'm a really, really big Kobe fan. So when Kobe passed away, I cried. But before Kobe passed away, I didn't cry since like junior high school. Like, I haven't cried. It's been so long. Mm-hmm.
And
you
that
feel me?
Probably felt like a good ass cry when
nah,
you let
cause
it
out. Nah, because it didn't really count because it wasn't for me. I went through some shit, like, you know, and I actually cried, and that shit was so satisfying. I was like, yes, I feel
it's
better.
It's therapeutic. Even that, like, the fact that y'all have to, you have to preface or be like, I haven't cried in XYZ amount of time. And I'm not a crier at all. So I get it. I'm positive.
I can't even tell you.
I don't cry. So
I think
I'm
I
like
maybe
that.
Saw her cry one time.
Yeah, probably. Right. And I'm like, on one hand, I'm like, all the time.
I used to be a bigger cry. I'm not as much anymore.
It was like 13.
That's the cancer. But it's like,
yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
You a cancer?
Hell yeah.
You July.
July 8th. Yeah. wait, what the fuck was that about?
I instantly know people.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You were leaning a different direction.
Wow, that's crazy.
He knew it. He called
so
it.
Funny.
He really did.
Wow. But y'all, it shouldn't have to be that. That you like, it should be a free expression because we are so quick, especially our generation is going to be so quick to teach like the little boys. Like you said, it's okay. You can have feelings. You can have emotions. But then with your partner, it's like. What's wrong? Like, and you kind of, and like I said, it's subconscious. It's definitely not anything. I don't think that's like, I'm going, you don't have feelings and I'm not thinking about it. It's literally just like, but again, like it's like the strong black woman trope. Like it can actually work against you. It's like black brother, strong brother.
I love
brother.
My strong black woman. I tell you.
But you know what I love though? You guys identified it and you say, you know what? This is something I actively got to work on. So like, as long as you can identify it, that's step one. You know what I mean? So you're already moving in the right direction.
Yeah,
we're here for y'all.
Right
sometimes.
We are right.
Sometimes.
Right. That's why I said I cannot believe.
You know
all
the only thing that I would honestly like women to do different because as a man, this is something that used to
as a get, nigga.
As a nigga, this is something that used to like get under my skin. Like, I hate when people make blanket statements about black men, like black men don't protect women, black men do this and black men do that. And as me being somebody that hasn't performed some of these things, I'm like, well, shit, what about the niggas that's not doing shit? But then you got to think about it. It's like, there are some black men that beat women. Mm-hmm. There are some black men that don't. There's some black men that don't do it, but also don't prevent men from doing it. Mm-hmm. There are, you know what I'm saying? So when you look at all these percentages, we contribute, let's say, even if it's like 60 to 40%, that's a, should I go? I want to go and say that's a majority. If it's 40, it's not over 50, but 40% of guys are either contributing or not contributing to the prevention of something. Mm-hmm. You could go and say, you know what? Yo, black men ain't doing this. So I get that. But what I want women to do moving forward is start making blanket statements in a positive direction. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I would like some positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
Like, make the guy, like, the same energy I have for the guys who contribute to negative shit, make the niggas that do good shit feel good as well.
Right.
Like, I'm liable to see a niggas ain't shit tweet at least once every 5 hours. I see a, yo, niggas did that once a week. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, niggas did that. Like, you see that once a week. Like, you know, put some more energy in a good direction as well.
Because people like to harbor on the negative a lot and not necessarily praise the positive.
Facts.
And so,
and that's what's, and that is what gets the positive reinforcement, especially on social media. Negativity.
Yeah. You latch on to that because we can connect on that.
Yeah.
It's almost like we connect on trauma more so than we connect on the things that are going well. I don't know what that says about people as a whole, but that is the reality. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we connect on trauma, not necessarily things that are going well, but I think in connecting in trauma is also being like, you know, somebody experienced something bad that I went through, so we can understand this together. Makes we all sense. Should have good in our lives,
right?
But this bad thing we all can connect on. That which is not always
I agree.
Right.
Made me 1,000%. Think about Grand Crew, because there's this episode where dude was dating this girl and they have absolutely nothing in common, but they get in a car accident and it makes them like
bond.
Attracted. Yeah. Mm. So then they start fucking. But it's only like triggered based off of like some type of fucked up thing happening.
Right. And that's real.
In the show, it's funny, but it's like, damn.
You know how many relationships start like that? And then, like, you guys are compatible, like, through a traumatic situation, but in regular everyday life, you aren't compatible.
Yeah.
You connect through some bullshit, so you try to make it work, but you guys ain't really good for each other.
Right.
You got to be careful to what state you're in when you connect with somebody.
Ooh.
For real.
There's so much work that needs to be dismantled, miseducated, and done. Well, I just hope we all continue to do the work. And
that's
I,
all it is.
I'm really talking about myself. I hope I continue to do the work and really identify those things that I actively need to work on.
Yeah. I mean, even I did that too. I mean, I guess to your point of like not being ready for somebody and maybe like coming back later, like my relationship now was not ready when we met. I don't even know how many years ago that was. That would be like 12 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
13.
You know, every episode has been, there's been something about spinning the block on all these episodes.
Yeah. Spin the block I spin the block because I met him.
Yeah, because you were June cancer. We know.
You don't spin the block?
Nope.
No.
I'm lying.
Exactly.
But cancer spin the block because they like family and familial things. Yeah. So it's a lot
of... my cancer rise.
Right. There's a lot of familial ideas around the cancer where it's like, we don't let many people in.
Yeah.
So if you in, you in. And if you fuck it up, you're out.
He knows what he's saying.
And you're out.
Know what he's saying. I don't gotta say
you're not coming back.
No, he is knows what he's saying.
Oh,
I don't have to say nothing. Veteran, he knows what he's saying.
Yeah, it's true. That's the cancer.
Don't fuck it up.
Loom, where can people find you?
They just put me back on Twitter. So you can follow me on Twitter at
JustFrackNYC.
Yes, that's my name. Follow me on Instagram at KingLoomTheFirst. KingLoomTheFirst. And yeah, that's about it. Oh yeah, also please tune in to Freaking Frack NYC podcast. Weekly episodes and all that good stuff. So
when y'all drop?
Mondays.
Okay.
Start the week off.
Yeah.
Start it off right.
Mondays.
And then our ending show questions, what would you tell your younger self?
You and these power bomb questions. Do it now.
Ooh.
All like my whole life I've had all these God-given talents. I've had so many gifts, so many opportunities, and I kind of just lived in the life where like, nah, you can't do that. Like, who would you, like, who do you kind of think you are kind of thing, you know? And I'm now getting a start to, like, actually utilize my talents and my personality. And it's working, but I wish I would have did this years ago.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I would have just used my cojones and took that leap years ago, I'd be a lot better off. So I would say, do it now, nigga. That would be what I would be what I would say to my
younger
self.
You're still young,
though. Yeah. That's subjective.
I mean, you're not a what is a spring chicken?
No. But no.
You still young. You still got breath in your body.
What makes you not a spring chicken? Like, my knees work. Anybody
25 and under is a spring fucking chicken.
My knees.
Okay, I'm over 25, so yeah, I'm good.
Right.
My knees cracking, though.
Oh, my knees crack every time I stand up. That's not, crazy. I don't even care about that. Oh my God. They work.
He said it don't count.
They work. It don't count no more.
And what do you know for sure?
Damn. I heard you ask him. I should have got this one right. One thing that I know for sure is that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. You might not be able to see it at the moment. Sometimes I can't see it at the moment, but I know that it's there. So, yeah, there is light at the end of the tunnel for everybody.
Where'd you get your positive
attitude?
Yeah.
Just like a little transparent moment. That situation that I spoke about to you guys earlier with the whole breakup and things, that shit almost had me borderline like suicidal. Mm-hmm. You know, not to say like I thought about killing myself, but I was like, damn, life would be a lot easier for me if I was not here. Like I got that low.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like death or move forward. So, like, I kind of was in a position where I had no choice but to be positive. So that's something that I apply every day for the rest of my life. I don't give a fuck what I'm going through. I'm not going to allow myself to sink back into that place. You know what I mean? So I will move forward no matter what the situation or the circumstance. So, yeah, man, you just got to keep a positive light. Like, I can't afford to dwell on negativity.
I
just can't. Like, it's there, but I just pay attention to what's in front of me. Like, tunnel vision. So yeah,
beautiful. So I have to apply that to my life right now. I mean, like in this very moment.
Yeah, I'm about to cry.
I'm like, okay, sis, there man, is light. It is not shut off.
Nah, it's still there, bro. Like, life is really about perception. Like, why would you want to look at a glass half full or half empty? You know what I'm saying?
Now.
Like, we have so much positive things to look at. Like, focus on the good shit. Like, my life was so bad. I went to a spiritual advisor, and I was scared out my ass. I said, "Yo, I'm shook," and she was like, "Why?" And I said, because I thought he was going to say a bunch of bad shit about me. She goes, "Yo, if you had 9 bad things to say and 1 good thing, I would take the 1 good thing and make 9 other good things." So that's literally what I apply to my life. You feel me? Like, my whole day could have been fucked up, but I ain't lose my wallet, so I'm good. You know what I mean? Right. Like, certain things like that. Like, I just try to keep positive.
I have everything I need right now.
You know?
I don't even want to do a quote, actually.
That was it.
Yeah, there isn't one. Yeah, that is how we gonna end it then.
I didn't expect for this to get like this. I love it.
I did not either. I appreciate the perspective. I love it. And I'm incorporating it.
Yeah,
I'm taking that energy. Like, and I'm incorporating it right now.
Seriously, man, it's a new year. It's like the year is still fairly new. Like, knock all that shit the fuck out, bro. Like,
but being a Cancer, because we always not think the worst. We're not like the worst type people, but there's a lot of emotive in that. And so we're prepared for the worst.
People have no idea how much energy I put into just being regular. Like, I put so much energy and power into keeping my emotions rattled. Like, there'd be times where people be like testing me, and I'm like, yo, it ain't that I'm pussy, but it's like, I will really hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Not even just to move on some violent shit, but it's like I put so much energy and effort into being who and what it is that I am. You know what I mean? So I don't want to front him. Like you said, how? It's a good question. How? I work on that shit every fucking day.
Yeah.
Seriously, I pray to God. I ain't perfect. I do bullshit. I ain't gonna front, but yeah, I put energy into like really being the best like this. Like, I try my hardest, and that shit is not fucking easy. It takes a lot
of
work.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
it takes more work.
Years and years of unlearning. Yeah. Like, you think, you see how hard it is to learn shit? Unlearning something is 5 times harder than learning ever is.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like,
exactly. Especially since we couldn't control the things we digested, right? We came from the people that we came from.
You had no choice but to consume it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, bro, I put that work in every fucking day. I'm not going to lie.
That's it. Put the work in.
Every day.
Well, thank you so much.
No problem, man. No, thank you guys for having me. I deeply appreciate it.
Yes. Do the work.
Do the work.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.